And they kind of thrashing them or something?
No, that was just cutting the stem go right down close to the ground. You got stem popping hole. But now, that was man's boy. Mm-hmm. But they did do it. And they had an old cradle and a sickle.
Mm-hmm. That kind of just a blade like it.
It had the handle and the blade and didn't have the cradle on it. Mm-hmm. The cradle back there act for the purpose of you ultrasound up here. And when that blade cut it off here, it fell back on that cradle. It didn't fall on the ground. You got a sickle. When you cut it down, it fall back on the ground.
Mm-hmm. You have to go along and then...
Yeah. Well, most of the time they'd take a hay rake and rake that up and put it in a big pile, but when you cut them with a cradle, you cut them down and tied them in a bundle and then stand them up with the stalk end down and make a rack out of them. You'd go, then they'd feed it to the horses and the mules, and then you was feeding the hogs, the chickens, all at the same time. The mules, what the mules left for the chickens, and the hogs would get it.
That's pretty efficient system.
Yeah, oats was a good feed, but the thing that kept a lot of people from raising them was harvesting them.
Mm-hmm. So much work, I guess.
Yeah, well, there wasn't... A lot of people couldn't use an oat cradle or wouldn't use it. I don't know what.
Talking about things you eat there, that, you know, in the egg, the inside part of the egg, you call that the...
The first of it is the white, and the other is the yolk.
Is that the yolk? Is that the...
The yellow part.
Yes. How did they usually fix eggs? How would you usually fix your eggs?
Or fry them, boil them, scramble them.
Did they ever have what they call poached eggs?
Poached eggs, yeah. But that's bad doings.
Hmm.
You know, a poached egg is a egg broken, boiling hot water. Hmm. And that's a sick person's egg. It's not... You don't port your egg because it's a delicacy of anything. You port your egg because it's good for what ailed you.
Yeah, somebody's not feeling well.
Ulcerated stomach or something like that.
When you're coming up, did they ever have those things, round things with a big hole in the middle, sweet? You know, you might buy them at the store about this big round. Big hole in the center.
A coconut?
A donut?
Donut? Yeah. Huh.
Did you ever make those things when you were
cooking? Oh yeah. They'd make them.
Oh, we talked about a grits. Did you ever, the grits, was that just a ground up corn?
Grits was the kernel, more or less the kernel of the corn.
Did they ever just blanch out the kernels and leave them whole, not grind them up?
Well, yes, it would leave that round, that kernel really is round. And they used to take corn and make hominy.
Mm-hmm. Is that the difference between hominy and grits? Was the grits was ground?
Grits was ground up. Mm-hmm. Hungry was the whole grain. And they'd have to boil that corn and then usually they use the matches out of that fireplace there.
Mm-hmm.
The lye that's in there.
I like that hominy pretty well.
Oh, hominy's all right. Sure is all right. And it doesn't get the husk off in the corn.
Mm-hmm. That lye would get the husk off?
Yeah.
Hmm.
See, you boil that lye of the ashes in with your corn in your pot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to, after the husk would come off, you'd have to take it out and wash that lye off your corn.
Be okay.
You had it.
Did ever, maybe talking about cooking and stuff, make something, take some fruit and bake something in a big, deep dish, bake a dessert. Deep dish.
Make a cobbler. Mm-hmm. Have peach cobbler, apple cobbler, berry pie.
That cobbler and a pie, are they about the same thing or is it a little different?
Oh, they would be about the same. They'd be the same thing. A lot of people call it a peach pie, apple pie, or berry pie, or cobbler. And it's just a kind of sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding or something like that. What would you call that? Or syrup. And if you have just a little bit between meals,